As I mentioned earlier, we are participating in the Summer Missionary Cooperation Plan of the Archdiocese of Detroit, and we welcome from the Archdiocese of Kumasi, Ghana, Father Dominic.
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm so grateful for this reception. So great it is. Pardon me for my accent. I don't have the American accent, but I'm trying. I believe you understand me. Yeah, we're good to go. Being one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I stand here on behalf of our brothers and sisters from the Catholic Archdiocese of Kumasi, Ghana. I therefore bring you greetings from my Archbishop, Most Reverend Gabriel Justice Anoche, the entire faithful and community of Kumasi, Ghana. I would like to thank first and foremost Most Reverend Edward Joseph Wessenberger, the Archbishop, and extend the same words of thank you to Father Bill. A secret, he's a great pastor. Eh? I thank the Office of the Propagation of the Faith for the opportunity given to my diocese to be part of this mission cooperation plan. I thank you all, brothers and sisters, dear parishioners. You are the mission of the church. You are the meaning of the mission of the church. The church is missionary, and each member of the church is fulfilling the mandate of Christ to spread the gospel to all nations. You have, for many years, supported the church in her missionary effort. You have constantly prayed for the mission works of the church, particularly on Mission Sundays. You have for many years contributed financially to support the church. You have provided for the poor in mission lands. You have provided quality drinking water to many poor countries. You have provided schools and given education for many children and young people. I'm here today to share the story of the Archdiocese of Kumasi and invite you, dear brothers and sisters, to be part of our missionary efforts in fulfilling the mandate of Christ. Kumasi Archdiocese, which I represent, is located in the central part of Ghana. It has both rural and urban parishes. It has a Catholic population of around 365,000. From the population of Kumasi, around 2,437,000, meaning we have a lot of work to do. The church's healing ministry and efforts in primary evangelization becomes evident through projects aimed at improving the health and well-being of citizens, of our people, such as building and upgrading of health clinics, the care of street children, providing accessible clean drinking water by building new walls, especially on school grounds. It is surprising that there are still many areas where people walk a great distance for clean water. Walking around, driving around with Father Bill, seeing the greener pastures, the trees, the water bodies, I said, hey, these guys are blessed. Indeed, you are blessed. Your support also assists in the building of new schools for the education of the youth and spiritual growth. Teachers are in short supply. And a new teachers' college, Christ the Teacher College of Education, has recently been opened by my archdiocese for the formation of college teachers. In addition to the academic disciplines, the student teachers to be trained here will be exposed to the Catholic teachings and the social teachings of the church in order for them to become agents of evangelization in their interaction with the students at the primary, junior high, and senior high levels. Contributions received also benefit the St. Gregory the Great Major Seminary the seminary of the diocese, which hosts five dioceses, seminarians for five dioceses. The generous contributions, dear brothers and sisters, we have received have helped give rise to an increase in vocation to the priesthood among native Ghanaians. But today, let us talk about two things. Two major projects we are undertaking as a means of evangelization to help our rural communities. The first is rural water project. Many of these rural folks fetch water from the streams and rivers, which are polluted by the activities of illegal mining for gold. The diocese helps to provide wells and boreholes to these rural communities and on rural school compounds so that people can have decent water to drink. Secondly, very young people migrate from the rural communities to the cities in search of job and they term it greener pastures. Unfortunately, when they come, there are no job opportunities for them. Some end up on the street. The young girls are mostly abused, and some get pregnant. The young boys, some get into gangs, groups, and companies. The diocese has a project called Catholic Action for Street Children. In this project, we house most of these young people, and those who are capable of going back to school, we put them to school. Others are trained in vocational, technical, and computer training so that they can have a decent life for themselves, for the community, for the church, and for the world in general. The Office of the Propagation of the Faith and the Diocese of Kumasi is inviting you, dear brothers and sisters, to be part of our mission story by assisting us with your prayers and also to support us financially in this project. We need your financial support, no two ways about that. In front of the chapel, you see these yellow envelopes. That is the purpose of the mission today. Whatever you put in is bigger in the eyes of God because it comes from your heart, and God will bless you for that. You go straight to the Archdiocese of Detroit. Archdiocese of Detroit, send it straight to Kumasi for this project. In today's gospel reading, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tells us, love God with all your heart, with the deepest recesses of your being, and love your neighbor as yourself. Who is this neighbor God is calling upon us? The unfortunate poor people of Kumasi Archdiocese. You are the Good Samaritan. You are going to provide quality drinking water for others. You are going to bandage their wound, give them quality education, quality life. Jesus also says in Matthew 25:40, whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. Your contribution will go to fund these projects and to help someone get water to drink, a decent water, and to have quality life and education. God will reward you. Thank you in anticipation for your much-needed support. Please be assured that you and your families will always be remembered and prayed for by these little unfortunate ones, by the others of Kumasi, his priests and religious. The diocese will never forget you. Thank you, and God bless you.